Of course, you know, in New Orleans, your aristocracy is based on how much money you have.
Not on
background.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got the impression, I was there for Mardi Gras 1 year, and I got the impression that some of the things like the crew of Bacchus,
mm-hmm,
was real flashy. I mean, like rose bowl,
mm-hmm,
floats and stuff, you know, that caliber. And they must have put out at least as much as any other crew. But people were still kind of looking down on them, saying,
mm-hmm,
that
they knew, got, though.
Yeah, that they'd gotten their money only in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get that impression?
Oh, well, Bacchus is brand new. They're jealous, is all it amounts to. And those things are highly aristocratic organizations.
The groups down there?
Oh, yes. I mean, from way, way back, you know. And just only select people were invited to become a crew member. And Bacchus, I think, is just open it to everybody, and you can just, it's an invitation kind of deal, but you don't have to have the social background like you do for the others.
Does anyone outside of New Orleans participate in the cruise?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The people from around here?
They used to. Not anymore, they don't, but they used to.
What's involved with getting to be the king then?
I think you have to be in the crew for a long time and work and just be well liked and also have the money to be able to afford this, because it's very expensive.
Say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it was about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Almost.
Okay. And it was kind of icy outside. They said, the ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and
I slipped and I almost fell.
Did you ever say, I slipped and I like to?
Yes, I think I've used that term.
How would you say that?
Mm-hmm. I like to fall down.
Okay.
And I don't think that's good, but I use it.
Say if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
And say if you knew you were headed in the right direction, but you weren't sure of the distance, you might ask someone, how
far is it?
And if you were pointing something out, you might tell someone, now just, do you ever say, look at here, or how would you say that?
No, what's say that question?
Well, would you say, look here, or look at here, or look
I here? Say, I use the term here, and I know that's not correct, but I do use that. I say, like, look here, or, yeah, I do use that.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how frequently I went into town, you might ask me how?
How often do you go to town?
And say if I gave you a choice of two things and asked you which one did you want, you might say, it doesn't matter, just give me...
any one.
Or if there are two things, just give me...
give me one.
And you say, he ran down the springboard and...
dove.
Okay, and several children have
dove.
And that child was too scared to...
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
belly buster.
And you say he dove in and what across?
Swam across.
And several children have?
Swum across.
And children like to?
Swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might?
Drown.
And you say yesterday somebody?
Drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already?
Drowned.
Did you ever hear drowned?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say that?
No.
And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a
somersault.